Welcome to the CryptoZoo. I'm your CryptoZooKeeper, Jay, and today we will be talking about the Albatwitch.
You heard about cryptids, but what do you know? Hear a little more on this here show. What are cryptids and what do they do? Learn about cryptids at the CryptoZoo.
Columbia is a city in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, that sits on the left bank of the Susquehanna River, equidistant from Philadelphia to the east and Baltimore to the south, which probably makes for some interesting football rivalries. The town was settled in 1726 by colonial English Quakers, and its proximity to the waterways made it a bustling shipping area for coal, grain, lumber, iron, and people. Yes, people. Columbia was also a stop on the fabled Underground Railroad that snuck slaves from their captivity in the South to freedom in the North. Thus, it was a very strategic location in the American Civil War. But of course, that's not what we want to talk about here. What we're interested in is the town's resident cryptid, the Albatwitch. The Albatwitch is described as being about 4 feet tall, very thin, and covered in hair, with piercing eyes that are either yellow or red in color. Technically speaking, it's a hairy hominid, but basically, it looks like a smaller Sasquatch, or maybe Chewbacca's little brother. Instead of being strong and powerful, the Albatwitch is quick and nimble, able to scurry around and climb trees, more like a monkey than an ape. The main stomping grounds of the Albatwitch is an area called Chickie's Rock, a heavily wooded area on the banks of the Susquehanna that's located a mile or so outside of town. According to locals, the beast, or beasts, as there's supposed to be more than one, like to steal their apples. This behavior earned the Albatwitch its nickname. The word Albatwitch is a loose Pennsylvania Dutch translation for apple snitch. So yeah, it's a little apple-thieving mini Bigfoot. Although the discovery of the Albatwitch is often credited to the Pennsylvania Dutch in the 19th century, local folklore suggests that it might be much older than that. The Native American tribespeople of the Chickie's Rock area have told stories of little hairy beings for centuries. A small furry hominid called the Megumwuwisus was popular in traditional Algonquin folktales, and the Susquehannocks even painted an Albatwitch-looking creature on their war shields. But the modern mythology of the Albatwitch begins with the European settlers who told stories about little hairy men who would hide in the trees and purloin apples from unsuspecting explorers or picnickers. Once the little varmints had eaten the apples, they'd add insult to injury by tossing the cores down at their hapless victims. Supposedly, the Albatwitch was driven to near extinction in the late 19th century, but according to witnesses, the little guys have made a comeback. The legend of the Albatwitch is popular in the Columbia area. The town is already known for its mysterious and haunted past, so a local monster fits right into the folklore. Nobody seems afraid of the creature, though. In fact, for decades, both children and adults alike have gone looking for the Albatwitch, dating all the way back to a pre-Boy Scouts Outward Bound group that would go on organized trips to seek it out. Albatwitch hunting in Columbia is a real thing, so much so that it's become a joke. Sort of a localized version of the snipe hunt, where a group of pranksters will trick one of their friends into searching all night for the elusive beast. Over the years, there have been hundreds of alleged sightings, but details on most of them are scant. Several vague reports of a hairy man-like figure roaming around Chickie's Rock surfaced between the 1950s and the 1970s. There are also sparsely detailed reports from the early 70s of sightings coming from nearby York and Lancaster of beings that resemble the Albatwitch. But most of the reported sightings in actual Columbia have been gathered and documented by two men, town historian Chris Vera and paranormal researcher Rick Fisher, both of whom have seen the creature themselves. Chris Vera's story begins with him on a nighttime trolley ride full of curiosity seekers and cryptid hunters. As the trolley stopped at a Civil War cemetery and the motley crew of researchers spilled out, everyone there reportedly saw red eyes peering out at them from the tree line. First there was one pair, then that set was joined by others, until about 5 sets of eyes were surveying the group from the trees. The eyes moved from tree to tree, which both fascinated and frightened the group. Before anyone could think to grab a camera, the eyes were gone, but the entire group backed up Vera's story. For what it's worth, Vera also claims to have had a friend as a kid who was accosted by an albatwitch while playing hide-and-seek in the woods. The creature pinned Vera's friend against a tree, but ultimately ran off when the frightened kid screamed. Rick Fisher's story is a little more detailed. In 2002, he was driving early one February morning on Marietta Avenue, State Route 23, right near Chickie's Rock. As he rode along, he noticed a person walking in the middle of the road. When he got closer, he thought that it might be a child due to its small stature. Still closer, he realized that the rail-thin being was covered in hair. Fisher flashed his high beams at it to get a better look, and the thing turned around and stared at him with bright yellow eyes. Then, the creature was gone. After doing some research, Fisher decided that he had seen an albatwitch, and he was intrigued. Both Chris Vera and Rick Fisher have spent countless hours searching for and gathering evidence on the existence of the albatwitch. They've talked to dozens of people who have seen the creature and have even documented footprints that they believe are from the beast, as they're unlike any other animal found in the area. They have nicknamed it Big Toe, as a play on the Mini Bigfoot theme. And the sightings continue, from a woman who was pelted with rocks and apples as she walked past the same Civil War cemetery as Vera's sighting, to a couple who had their makeout session interrupted when a hairy animal banged on their car. The albatwitch lives, at least in the hearts of local cryptid hunters. So, what could the albatwitch be? Honestly, the albatwitch could be just about anything, from a fanciful story to some other, more common animal. It could just be a legend passed down for generations, with people who want to believe seeing things that they are perceiving to be albatwitches. It could also be some other animal, maybe a small bear, an escaped monkey, or possibly some other mammal that has learned to walk on two legs. Or it may be a person who lives off the grid in the woods, with dirt on their skin being mistaken for hair. Or it could be what we hope it is, an animal as yet classified by science, a cryptid. The albatwitch is a very localized cryptid, and as such, it has become synonymous with its hometown. Columbia, Pennsylvania loves its albatwitch, and it celebrates it any chance it gets. Paratourists from all over the world come to Columbia to learn more about the albatwitch and, they all hope, to catch a glimpse of it. Every October, Columbia hosts an Albatwitch Day festival, organized by Chris Vera and Rick Fisher, where locals and tourists enjoy lectures, music, food, and drink, with the highlight being guided haunted trolley tours up to Chickie Rock that take place after the guests have launched countless apples into the woods to stir up the albatwitches. Because you can't hunt the albatwitch without the apples. And that's about it for this episode of the Cryptozoo. If you enjoyed what you heard, please like, follow, subscribe, share, rate, review, and all that other stuff. You can find us on Facebook, so drop in and say hi. And we're also at thecryptozoo.com. That's thecrypto-zoo.com. And until next time, good night, sleep tight, and don't stop believing.
We love cryptids, big and small. We love cryptids.